Okay, it looks good. The first thing I'd like to ask you is how your parents came to El Paso. How did your family get here to El Paso?
All right, my father came here from Oklahoma during the First World War, came to Fort Bliss. My mother's father was a minister, and they moved here to El Paso to a church. And so my dad was at Fort Bliss when he met my mother, and that's how they got here.
That's such a common story.
yeah. That's how a lot of people got here to El Paso, is the army, the military.
And what religion was your mother?
Presbyterian. And Daddy was a Baptist, so he became a Presbyterian.
Sure. Now, do you know anything about the education of your parents?
Well, I really don't. No, I really don't know what their education. I know they did not go to college. I'm sure they finished high school in those days. But I really don't know much about it. Daddy studied a lot afterwards on correspondence courses and all after he got out of the Army and was married. But other than that, that's, I think, about their extent of education.
And then after the Army, what did your father do for a living?
He worked at Southwest Portland Cement Company here in El Paso. And my mother did not work.
Oh, okay.
She did not work.
Did, well, can you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso, the schools that you went to and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we lived up here on Mountain Avenue, and I went to Rusk Elementary School to kindergarten. Then in 1927, we moved up on the Country Club Road up in the valley, and I went to Zach White School, then to El Paso High School.
Okay.
And when we moved up the valley, well, there just wasn't much up there.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It was pretty scattered. And then, like I say, I went to Zach White, the old Zach White that's on the highway up there, not the new Zach White, of course, and then to El Paso High School.
Yeah.
And graduated from El Paso High School.
Yeah, because I was thinking Zach White, I think that's over by Mesa now.
Well, yeah, it's over off of River Bend Road over in there,
yeah.
And the one I went to is on the Donovan.
Oh, okay. That
I don't
makes
know
more
if you've
sense,
been up there,
yeah.
But they parked the buses there now. And,
And
it was a two-room school, and all the grades were in the two rooms.
Wow.
This is a long time ago. I've been here a long time.
And where'd you go to college?
I did not go to college.
Oh.
Went to high school only.
Okay.
And I was born December 27, 1920, 78 years ago. And I've been here ever since.
And all your life, what jobs have you done?
Well, of course, back in those days, we got out of school early in September so we could pick cotton and chop cotton.
Oh.
And we did that. And then I worked at Southwest Portland Cement Company on the shovel gang, they called it. And then I worked as a collector for a loan company. And then I went to work for Rogers and Belding in 1941. And I've been here ever since.
And Rogers and Belding is what sort of company exactly?
General insurance, all forms of insurance, life insurance, and at that time, real estate and property management.
That's what I always think of it in terms of real estate. That's why probably the advertisements on TV or something have to do with that, yeah.
Then in 1952, I bought in as a partner
in
the firm.
Wonderful. Now, what kinds of organizations do you belong to or have you belonged to in the past?
Okay, I was president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce. I was president of Yucca Council Boy Scouts of America. I was in the Rotary Club. I was vice president or something with the United Way.